With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. There is no peace deal yet, but President Trump is hoping for one to end the war in Ukraine soon.
I believe a peace agreement at the end of all of this is something that's very attainable, and it can be done in the near future.
Mr. Trump hosted Ukrainian President Zelensky along with seven European leaders yesterday afternoon at the White House. Among other things, the U.S. is backing security guarantees for Ukraine once the war is over. The president's also working to arrange a Putin-Zelensky summit. Among the outstanding issues, the return of Ukrainian youngsters kidnapped by the Russians and taken to Russia. Relief for Air Canada travelers as a strike against the carrier comes to an end.
The airline and the union representing 10,000 flight attendants have reached an agreement, ending the workers' strike that began over the weekend. Canada's largest airline says it will resume flights this evening. The union says the agreement will guarantee members pay for work performed while planes are on the ground, resolving one of the major issues that triggered the strike. Air Canada says returning to full service may require 7 to 10 days, and some flights will be canceled until the schedule is stabilized. The strike has affected about 130,000 travelers a day at the peak of the summer travel season. I'm Mike Hempen.
While Hurricane Erin is not expected to make landfall, it is generating massive waves and dangerous rip currents along the East Coast. In parts of North Carolina's Outer Banks, specifically Hatteras and Ocracoke Island, find themselves under evacuation orders. On Wall Street this morning, stocks are mixed. The Dow is up about 124 points, while the Nasdaq trading 73 points in the red. This is SRN News. A Florida ministry takes on dangerous video game platform.
The Florida Faith Alliance is concerned about Roblox, Discord, and other sites where children go to play games and might wind up in contact with a sexual predator. The Alliance has begun a series of classes to help teach moms and dads what the dangers are and how to keep their kids safe. Founder Lynn Barletta says, quote, parents equipped with the right knowledge become the frontline defense against predators. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Another attack on Christians in India. International Christian Concern reports a band of 70 people beat up a pair of pastors who were walking home through a forest near Odisha. A local Christian leader tells ICC this incident is not an isolated case, but part of a disturbing pattern of violence against Christian minorities, reflecting a growing climate of intolerance in the country. Ever since 2014, attacks on believers have been on the increase. This is SRN News. The Sooner State taking an unusual move concerning school teachers.
Oklahoma will require applicants for teaching jobs from California and New York to pass an exam the state's top education official says is designed to safeguard against, quote, radical leftist ideology. State school superintendent Ryan Walters says any teacher coming from those two blue states will be required to pass Oklahoma's PragerU assessment test before getting a certification. 50-question test is finalized and will be rolling out very soon. Jason Walker reporting.
Japanese technology giant SoftBank Group plans to take a $2 billion stake in computer chip maker Intel as it deepens its involvement in semiconductor manufacturing in the United States. Coincides with a report that President Trump is considering having the federal government buy a stake in the chip maker. SRNNews.com.